Wait. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Studio Diaries. I am here recording this as I multitask and try to finish up my intensive writing. I have committed to doing 5,000 words a day so I could finish this book that I'm writing. And if I do not fulfill it, I have a friend who is my accountability partner, and she is going to make sure that my thing was that if I don't do it, I will be donating $1,500 to a Zionist organization, and that's just never gonna happen. So I'm out here. I'm on my last day. It is also the last day of the year. Can you believe it? I'm going to drink some water, so excuse me. Bismillah. For my big jug. I have been too shy to post anything. I think shy is the word to put it, because I've been reorganizing a lot of my life, and I know Studio Diaries is about the really confusing parts about our life that we don't understand, that require us to change and transform and all of the most amazing things. And I was supposed to be, you know, just sharing whatever I have, but, you know, it's like changing a habit is so hard. And so here I am again. I was thinking I wanted to write something and put together something for this last episode of the year. This is 2024. And I was like, I don't have time. I had to go today to empty out a storage, grab a U-Haul. You know, my brother came back and he was traveling. Also, excuse me, I'm going to be eating an ice cream as well. I hope you don't find that rude, but in true Studio Diaries. But the most massive changes that has happened really is, I think, unnoticeable in a way, because it's all been in my space. There's a really huge thing about me living outwardly, but my space was never my space, if that made any sense. You know, it was, you know, I didn't have a room. Even my room wasn't really set up for me to work or do the dynamics that I wanted to do. And it was just a standard room. So what I did is I kind of revamped my entire room with the simplest budgets, and I just created zones for everything, and kind of was slowly every day building a routine. And give me 1 second. I'm going to take a bite of this ice cream, okay? The show is today is half ASMR, half a reflection. Cold. I love strawberry. But I have the pleasure to beautifully announce that I have finally moved from working 9-to-5s and working for other people, and I've finally turned to work full time on my business, on my ideas, on the products that I wanted to do. And so this change has been a long time coming. I've been holding off doing it for the past year. I was really trying to be, you know, smart and safe about the change, but as time just came, this just felt like the most amazing moment. There were so many opportunities that I had to give up because of the fact that I'm working, and I made a commitment to myself to not throw the human part of me off the table if push came to shove with all the responsibilities. And so there's only so much work I could do as a human being, and having a 9-to-5 was very limiting. So I made the decision, and I'll make make a story about the decision, but today is just to say I had a 2024 goals plan that I want to kind of revisit and then talk about what I want to do for 2025. I don't really have it. I'm literally opening it up as I'm speaking to you. I don't know if I'm gonna find the thing that has it, but it was a goalpost. I really wanted to put goalposts that would force me to. My phone is just flying around. I'm also a little bit stressed because I need to do my 5,000 words, and I have not even started today. Today I'm just being risque. Risque. What is this behavior, Muna? But I have to say, I have to give this to you guys. I have to post this in its chaoticness, and what it is. And I want you to be excited for 2025 because it's going to be an exciting time. Here's second bite. As I find this. Brain first, come back. Okay, you're gonna come up somehow, aren't you? Gonna be able to find you. How many covers do I have? Wow. I'm really not even attempting at this point, but you know, I had like, what? How much did I have? I had a lot of different goals, but it was important to set them because they helped me be able to look at where I want to go. And being able to see where I want to go helped me understand what kind of life I wanted to live. Okay, so the first one was memorize the Quran. And obviously, what I calculated was not reality. And alhamdulillah. But I have memorized a portion of the Quran. And subhanAllah, I have a routine with the Quran. And I have been going to class. And I have this thing about, like, I don't want to break the chain of attending class, right? So I struggled for a bit about going to class. And when I was starting with this teacher, I said, I'm going to finish the Quran with her. I'm going to make sure that I do a full khatma, which is when you start from start to finish. Right now, I am in Surah Al-A'raf. And beautifully so. I do like very, compared to what I used to do, a very small amount every day from Sunday to Wednesday. And then we get Thursday, Friday, Saturday off. And so it's like a routine rather than like a goalpost. So I will say mission accomplished on that one. I've memorized a portion of the Quran, and bi'idhnillah, I'll continue to memorize it. I had 100 episodes of this series. Right now, this is episode 30. I underestimated at the time how much it would take mentally to just unlock the chains of just being able to do a podcast like this. Meaning a very naked podcast, right? Where it's like, it's not the polished podcast. It actually tells you about all the inner works and stuff. And also, I threw that number up there and I wanted to just move towards it and see how far I got. 30 is a lot more than zero, you know, so I'm super happy. And this actually is elevating to my next level, which I really want to try, which is I really want to do stories. There's a lot of audios that I have that I recorded of moments, but you know, I want to embed it in story. And now that I do have the time, I want to kind of craft more stories. So you can look forward to that. Hopefully, more crafting drafts in Studio Diaries. And I have secured a co-host. Dun, 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 dun. she's coming soon. It will be announced, and we have something really cool for when I hit 50 episodes. And so I can't wait to hit 50 episodes. But I would say for this year, 100% satisfied with that goal. Next one was paid off all my debts. I didn't pay off all of my debts, but I did pay off one of my 6 loans. I don't know if you guys know, but it's like private loans. It's not private loans, but it's like loans. I had 6 of them. I paid off completely one of them. So that one is closed. The rest of them, I have like an auto pay setup. And so I'm paying them. And so I'm no longer an ostrich in the ground. I have a whole notebook dedicated to money, dedicated to my loans. And so check, check, check. Ching, ching, ching. We are hitting it. Alhamdulillah. Move to Medina. Here's the beautiful thing. I really realized there's a lot of intricacies in this Medina move. Originally, I thought I was just going to go and move this year. Things changed. Things started. And one thing I really realized is that although I do want to, like, I want to settle in Medina. Medina is my ultimate, goal to live there. And I want to have a studio there. But now it's like Medina has just become a part of my life in a way. And it's like, I'm getting there. I'm going there. So anytime I'm planning, I'm not really planning it for the United States. I'm planning it for Medina. And anything permanent that I want in my life, I'm going like, okay, is it going to fit in Medina? So in a way, I haven't moved to Medina, but I'm moving to Medina, if that makes sense. I had to switch my travel date. So I thought I was going to leave November 27th. But I got accepted to a residency, art residency, and I had to stay for it in state. And the other thing I realized is that I really want to be with my dad, wherever he is. One of the things is that he wants to eventually retire in Medina, so I'm excited for that. But I realized, like, I really want to stay with him and live with him for as long as possible and be around him. My dad is a scholar, and there's been a lot of growth within my relationship with my dad, and I really want to learn all of the things that he has and want to inherit knowledge from him more than anything. I think because he's been working in the community for so long, and he's been doing community work and teaching, I rarely got a lot of him, so now it's like an opportunity to switch that. Now, 160 pounds, 30% body fat. Am I there? Am I there? I'm on the way. I've literally transformed my eating habits. I've really observed and transformed my space and how I interact with my space and what cues me to work out. I have started a program right now. Please just go Chloe Ting. She's just iconic. I started that, but I feel like the mindset has started and shifted way before that. Now it just feels like, you know, just walking to the end. It's like you've done everything. It's just, now it's just like about just walking to the end, and it's about enjoying the journey. I feel like I figured out like majority of the major kinks in my health journey, and now it's like just. Now walk. Now you're ready to go. Now it said married. Am I married? No. But I feel like I took a major step, you know. So there was a lot of dua that was made. That story is coming. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. I'm really excited for the day I get to share with you guys. But I know inshallah it's coming. Did I build a table? I have built a table. No, I didn't build a table. But now I have created the space for me to be able to build a table. Did I give up procrastination? I think I have. I think what I've learned is to how to utilize procrastination, but I have given up this whole like wait till the last minute thing and understood the root of why that kind of pressure pushes me. And I feel like now there's not a lot of external motivation to get something done. Now I place the motivations that I need where I need to go. But there's a lot of growth in this one, and I think it's going to be a lifetime of growth of how to utilize this tool. And then I said I wanted to get my skydiving license. my skydiving license. I have not gotten it yet. That's something I'm excited to do. So next year, I'm just going to continue this. All of these are still viable for next year. Every single one of them. There's not one that I'm like, check, done. So my 2024 five goals are to continue my 2024 goals. I've been working on it. Some goals take more than a year, you know? Why you gotta fit it into a year? Anyways, I've done that update. From my soul, I am feeling at peace and not frightened by growth. I think before I was very frightened of growth, although I wasn't showing it or I didn't even know it myself. I was very frightened of growth, of change. I very much identified with my struggles. Like, I'm a person who struggles. Like, I work hard, you know? And I couldn't identify with my successes. And I couldn't. And in a way, so I was sabotaging myself over and over again. But now I'm really looking into the root of it. My favorite ayah this year became, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. And settle in your homes. I've really been settling into my house. I don't like leaving my house at all. My room is one of the most relaxing spaces for me right now. And it's just a joy. I can work here. I can rest here. I can work out here. I can, you know, just dance it out if I want to. I feel creative here. I feel present for my family here. And so this space has been the best thing to come out of 2024. And subhanAllah, it's like, one thing I realize is that the fight is internal. Like, change doesn't happen. The world doesn't, like, one of the things I used to just, oh my God, it still does in a way. It's just traumatized me to the point where I can't even function anymore. Was, you know, whenever you, like, as you're seeing the videos that come out of Gaza and the oppression and the horrific crimes are being committed by the Israeli government, and just the silence of the world. And one thing I really realized, the more I work on myself, the more I work on my prayer, asking my senator to stop supporting the genocide is important. It's important to harass them to doing the right thing. It's more important to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I used to think only when I did outwardly things, that's the only thing that mattered. But when I realized, who's the king? You know, if you're going to write and talk to the king, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the things I always say is, ya Allah, use me to create change. I feel ashamed of myself in that capacity of, like, I don't feel like I've done enough or have even contributed enough to be and to say with pride on the Day of Judgment that I lived during that time and I wasn't a part of the Muslims who just, you know, just sat and just accepted it for what it was, you know. I feel a lot of shame about that. But I'm unlocking that shame so that I don't allow it to paralyze me. Because the minute I believe that, okay, I'm just shitty and I'm not worth it anymore, that's when I stop trying. And that's the goal, right? Your enemy is just trying to break you, so you stop trying. So right now, focusing on myself, getting myself to be the optimal functioning person, so that we can fight against this genocide, fight against the injustices that are happening in the world, be able to be present for the world and for justice. I need to have peace internally, need to be present within myself and within my own family and within my own community. That's how change happens, right? You can't reach the whole world, but you can reach one person's world, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do better by my Lord, do better by my community, do better by my family, and in turn, always make dua for my people. Look at her.
This is a reminder. Drink water.
Oh, I'm gonna drink some water.
This is a reminder. Drink water.
Anyways, guys, it's 9 o'clock. I have to go and write.
Just let me know if this is done. This is a reminder. Time to pray. Just let me know if this is done.
Alexa, the reminder is done. I prayed.
Okay, I'll stop reminding you.
Thank you. Anyways, guys, that's what it is. My podcast equipment is set up. My writing is set up. My everything is set up. So now it's just about sitting down and just having the most present year. I'm excited for 2025 because I truly, truly believe that it's not that there's only greatness to come, but there is going to be horrible things. There's going to be bad things. There's going to be good things. But whatever comes, I think we will be better people for it. And I am excited because I am settled in my house. I'm settled in myself. I'm settled in my soul. And I am settled with my Lord. And I pray if next year is the year that I do meet my Lord, that I meet him in the best of, you know, states. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses me and uses you guys to change the world and transform the world for the better. But before you get to the world, you got to start with your own world. And so, with that, what a year. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for listening to Studio Diaries. Please subscribe and email. I don't know how else do you guys message me, but let me know that you're listening. Let me know what's the major thing that you learned this year. Although this episode will probably be up when it's the new year. What are you looking forward to change next year? How about that? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace and blessings be upon you. This is Munashah Omar, and you have been listening to